Hi, this is Chris Pels, and in this video we're going to look at templated emails for the ASP.NET Health Monitoring System. And what they allow you to do is to create custom emails that are sent in response to health monitoring events. So let's get started. We'll create a simple website where we'll configure health monitoring. And I'm just going to create a standard Visual Basic website. Now, the video is going to be in Visual Basic with the demo code. However, when you download the sample source code, it will also be available in C#. Now, to get started, what we need to do is configure a number of things over here in the web.config file. So let's open that up. And we'll go down here. And what we're going to do is, first, we're going to configure this website to send email with the system.net namespace capabilities. So we're going to add the system.net element, and then inside of there there's a mail settings element, and inside mail settings there's an SMTP element, and inside there the network element. Now, within the network element there's a variety of things that you can set. All that we need to set here is the host attribute. You can also set a username, password, port if you need to do so in your own network setup. And so let's just set my local host here as smtp.east.cox.net, and let me just reformat the web.config file. And that's as simple as it is to configure this ASP.NET website to send email. Now we need to take a look at how to configure health monitoring. So now that we have the email configuration set up here for the website, let's go down and set up the health monitoring. So we're down here, and that's contained in the system.web element. So let me get a little space. We'll scroll up so you can see it all. And the health monitoring is a child element of system.web. So we'll add health monitoring. And then inside health monitoring, we're going to add a couple different elements as well. So inside health monitoring, let's first add a few attributes. And there's two attributes. The first one is called enabled. That's critical. Essentially, that turns on or enables health monitoring for the website. And the second one that we're going to configure is the heartbeat interval. Now, there's a number of different kinds of events that we could use here in the health monitoring system to demonstrate the templated email functionality. And what we're going to do is use the heartbeat event. Heartbeat event is, as the name implies, an event that's fired at a regular interval to indicate your website is functional. So let's put in 5 seconds there, and that will have the heartbeat interval firing every 5 seconds, and then we'll be creating some emails. We'll have them sent out via the templated email functionality, and we'll take a look at those emails. So now inside of health monitoring, we're going to add a couple elements, and we're going to actually add two. The first one is the providers. Let me just put that in, and the second one is going to be rules. Now, providers and rules, providers define the mechanism for where the events are logged. So we're going to add a provider. Now, there are some providers defined by default, and why don't we take a look at that, because the way it's done is up in the web.config file for the machine as a whole. Some of these providers and some of the other aspects of health monitoring are defined, and if you're not familiar with that, we should at least take a quick look, because that's a very important aspect of setting up your own health monitoring, including the templated email functionality. So let's go over here and take a look in the folder, and as you can see, we're in the Windows.NET Framework version 2 config folder. And down in here is a web.config file, and this represents the kind of root configuration for ASP.NET. Let me drag that down, and we'll open it here inside of our Visual Studio instance, and there it is. Let's scroll down here. Let's find that health monitoring definition. Here it is inside of the system.web for the root. Here's health monitoring. You can see there's various buffer modes defined, providers, profiles, rules, and event mappings. Now, what I wanted to point out is these are all default that are defined here at the root level, so you can take advantage of them when you configure health monitoring in your own situation. And what we're going to do is go down here. Actually, before we go down and look at the event mappings, I want to point out that the templated email is not defined as a provider here, so we're going to do that in just a minute down in our individual website. However, down here in event mappings being essentially a friendly name to a class that contains the functionality for actually implementing the particular event. Here's the heartbeats event, and we just turned that on by putting a value of 5 seconds over in our web.config file. So that's where the tie-in is between our turning on heartbeat events and where the heartbeat event itself is defined. So you can come back and open up this web.config file and take a look at it on your own machine and get a little better idea of some of these other things that you can use when you're setting up your own health monitoring. So let's close out that root web.config back here to ours. So the first thing we need to define is a provider. So let's add a provider. And we need a name for our provider. And so let's just call it HDI templated email. And we need to have an actual type of the provider. And so that's system.web.management. Templated mail web event provider. So that is the class that's actually going to write the email and send it out using the template we're going to define in just a moment. And some of the other attributes we need to set up, we need to set a to address. That's who are the emails going to go to, and I'm just going to use my own address. And then is a from attribute, who the email is going to come from. Again, I'll just use my own address in this case. You can put obviously any address that you want in your situation. And then we need to use the buffer attribute. And we're going to turn buffering off for this particular provider. Buffering is where the events are buffered and collected up into a group and then written to the provider or processed by the provider as a group. And we'll just turn that off because what we want to do is demonstrate how the templated email works. So we'll just let those events go right through and out via the email. And then the next one is max messages per notification. And we'll just set that to 1, meaning that there's going to be 1 message per notification of an event. Then we have max events per message, and we'll set that to 1. Then we have a very important attribute called template, and this is going to specify an ASPX page that will serve as our email template. So we'll just call this mailtemplate.aspx. And then we have an attribute called detailed template errors. And we're going to set that's a Boolean, so we're going to set that to true. And what that's going to do is it's going to provide to the template detail on the errors that occur. So that should do it for our provider. So now we've configured the templated mail web event provider to send a templated email. And now what we need to do is to establish a rule by which this will be used. So we'll add a new rule. And then we need to give the rule a name, HDI templated mail rule. And then we need to give it the name of the event that we're going to map to, and this is heartbeats. Then we need a provider, and the provider is the one we defined up here, and it's the friendly name of the provider, so let me just copy that. Bring it down here, we'll paste it in. Then we need a little definition of how the rule is going to be applied. And the first will be minimum instances will be 1, meaning that it will be applied every time the event occurs. We have the max limit, and we'll set that equal to infinite. And then the minimum interval. and that's a time element, so we'll say this occurs every second, or the minimum interval that needs to wait for one of our events is 1 second. So there we have the rule applied. Configuration perspective. What we need to do next is to define our template for the emails. So we'll define our template item, and we'll call it, what do we call it? Let's just check back here in the web.config. I think it's called template, mail template. Okay, there we go. So we'll call it mail template. And we'll build that page. Now, what we need to do in this page is essentially what would render as a page will be rendered inside the email. So we need to set up a UI on this page which will represent the email itself. So what we're going to do is we're going to add a bunch of labels here. We have, let's see, we'll have about 10 things that will come inbound to the mail, what's called the mail notification class instance, and we'll look at that in the code behind it in a moment. But we need 10 labels to put some stuff in. And so let's call this ID equal label 0, run at equals server. And that's all we need, just a simple label. I'm just going to copy and let's paste this in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And there's 10 of them. And then we have the detail for the event, because we set that event detail to be true. So let's just put a data list for that. And we'll just call it this event detail. Run at equals server. And the data list, we need to define an item template. And in there, we'll just put event detail. Then we have, let's see, two pieces of information on this detail. One is the sequence, and then the details themselves. Now we're going to bind this, so let's put there, and then we'll go data binder dot eval. I'll put container dot data. Whoops. Dot data item. There we go. And then we need a second argument, and that's the data item we want. So we'll say we want the event sequence. And let's just put a little line break at the end. Let's go down here. Got to do something similar down here. But what we want here is the container.dataItem.toString. That will represent all the details of the event. So let's just back up over here and take a look. So that should be good. So we can have our labels with the individual information. I'll show you what that is in a moment. Then we're going to print out the detail of the event. So now let's go back over into the code behind. And now we need to populate some of that information, the labels specifically, and we need to bind to the data list. So let's go into the page events, go into load. Now we need to do a couple things here. And the first thing is we need to dimension a local variable, and we'll call this event info as mail notification event info. Actually, I got that backwards. Let me put this over here. Okay, that looks good. And then what we can do here, notice this, if you're not familiar, this is a neat little trick here in ASP.NET. Get this, hover over that little bar, we get the capability to change the namespace or do an import. Let's import. And now we have that at the top, and so we set this equal to E. Actually, it's not the inbound event, it's the templated mail web event provider dot current notification. Now what that's doing is every time the event, in this case our heartbeat event fires, the templated mail web event provider creates what's called a notification object and sends it over here to the template. And this has a bunch of information in it. And now that we have retrieved that and put it in the local variable called event info, what we're going to do is we're going to populate all of those labels that we created with some of the properties of this event info object. So there we have label 0.text. We're going to set that equal to, and we'll leave that label blank just for a moment, and we have our event info dot, and let's just put our events discarded by buffer. And what I'll do is just save typing, we'll just paste that in. So now we have one, let's go on and do the others. We're going to do label 1.text, set that equal to event info dot events in buffer, and we'll just copy that back to our label. Let me just put a colon. Let's put a colon after the first label. Ooh, that looks good. Okay, now we're going to let's fill in the rest. We got label 2 dot text equals plus our event info dot notification sequence. We'll copy that back into the label. All right, now label 3. Now we're just going to continue on down here to fill all these in. And actually, we need to put all these to string. We're going to have a problem with the type mismatch when it tries to concatenate it with a string. So let me just put all those up here on the first one we've done. And we'll come back down here and let's just take label 4.text. And you're going to see there's going to be quite a bit of information in this notification object that we're going to take advantage of and display in our email. And we'll take events in notification. Copy that. Let's not forget to put to string once again. Put that in our label. And I can see we need to put notification type. We went back and made that correction. Forgot to put that here. So let's do that. Down to number 5. And when you do your own, what you can remember to do is just either put obviously whichever ones that are meaningful to you, or you can format them differently. And okay, we're getting there, we're almost done. We got just a couple more. And we'll take messages and notification. Copy that label back. So you can see what's going to happen here with this templated email, that rather than getting just the generic email that has a dump of some of the information as you would in the simple mail notification, you really have a very fine degree of control here as to what you display from the notification and how you display it. And let's see, events discarded. There's that heading, just so we have that. And we'll go down here. We got two more. Here's number 8. And we'll put, and let's back this up, rather than two, let's put 2 local time and put that to string. There we go. Okay, so there we go. We have all 10 labels with the information from the event info object. And we have just one more label to copy in. Let's take and we'll put our colons in here just so it's clear where the info is versus our labels. Just a little bit of formatting here. Obviously, on your own, you could do a lot better in terms of formatting depending upon what information you want to convey in these messages. Now, the other thing we need to do is to take that data list and bind that. So that was called event detail.dataSource, and we'll set that equal to the event info.events. So that's going to take all of the events in there, and then event detail.dataBind. So that should do it. Let's just take a quick look and make sure we got everything. Looks like everything is correct here. We're getting the instance of the current notification object from our provider, which is essentially a way to pass to the template all the information about the event. And we're assigning that to some of these labels, some of the properties, and then we're taking the details on the event and binding it to our data list. So now we should be all set. Let's go ahead and run this and see what we receive as an email. So let's start up the web page and see what we get. I'm going to start it up. We have default ASPX as our startup page. And we're not going to get much here on the screen because there's nothing in default ASPX. But what's happening behind the scenes is because we've configured health monitoring, it is firing that heartbeat interval every 5 seconds. And each time it fires, it's sending off an event notification, which is picked up by our templated mail provider. And then it uses the ASPX page and binds the information we defined in the code behind of the page load event to the user interface elements on that page, and that becomes the email that's sent out to the address that we defined in web.config. So it's been running for a few seconds. There should be a number of those heartbeat intervals that have been fired and sent out. So we'll shut down. Let's go over and look at Outlook and see if any have come in. And in fact, several have come in. If we take a look here at the first one, we can see here at the top several rows are all of those labels with the associated information. Then starting down here on the fourth row with the event detail sequence, we have below it all of that event detail that was in the event info.errors property. So you can see if we were to go down to the other messages that are here, since these are all heartbeat events, the information is going to be virtually identical. There'd be like different times and a few other pieces would be different. And what you might do to learn a little bit more about what information is available in the different kinds of events and then decide how to use it in your own situation would be to set up some rules in the web.config file that map to different events and send out emails as well. And then you have those emails as kind of a permanent record of what came out of the process. And you can compare them with the different types of events and make a decision as to, you know, on the heartbeat event or the request event or some of the others. Information you want to use and how you would format it. So let's go back over to Visual Studio and let me just quickly point out where you would do what I was just talking about. And here on line 39 is the rule that we put in. It's been reformatted to a single line as we ran the page, but this rule maps to the templated mail provider that we set up and it maps the heartbeat event. So what I was just explaining is you would map, say, one of the request events or the other events. Remember, those are defined in the root web.config file. So this should be a good starting point for you to take what we have here in the sample code, which you can download with the video. It's also available in C# as well as the Visual Basic we did here, and use that as a basis for looking further into what information is provided by the different types of events and then make some decisions about how you might want to format that information in a particular type of email. And remember that the health monitoring system is very flexible in terms of mapping providers to two different events through the rules, so you could really set up different combinations of things where you could have different types of events go to different people and so on and so on. So you can read the MSDN documentation and get a better perspective on how that works. So I want to thank you for watching this video. This is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching the video on how to use the templated mail provider for health monitoring in ASP.NET.